The Forgetting Tree by Tatiana Soli. Narrated by Joyce Bean. Copyright 2012 by Tatiana Soli. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Tatiana Soli, care of Sobel Weber Associates, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. How much land does a man need? Tolstoy. That odd capacity for destitution, as if by nature we ought to have so much more than nature gives us, as if we are shockingly unclothed when we lack the complacencies of ordinary life. In destitution, even of feeling or purpose, a human being is more hauntingly human and vulnerable to kindnesses, because there is the sense that things should be otherwise, and then the thought of what is wanting, and what alleviation would be, and how the soul could be put at ease, restored, at home. But the soul finds its own home, if it ever has a home at all. Marilyn Robinson, Home. Prologue. He was a respectable and loyal man, Octavio Mejia, the father of 6 children, and he had been late to leave that day, treating an infestation of whitefly on the newly planted Valencia trees. It was a Friday evening, his daughter's quinceañera, and he hurried the stick shift into reverse and stepped hard on the gas with his heavy rubber-soled work boot, even as the car bounced over a small mound under the lemon tree where he had parked for shade. Forster and Claire had insisted he go on with the family celebration, even though they would not attend. But he also was in mourning for the missing boy.